All right, my wonderful thrill seekers, I said at the top, it's Wellness Wednesday. Here is Dr. Sandra Cabot. Good morning.
Good morning, Roscoe.
You lovely thing. Hey, infections, tell me.
Yes, well, we're all under threat from infections. Let's face it, microorganisms or germs are trying to kill us every second of the day, and it's only our immune system that saves us. So we're under threat from infections with bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, you name it. And it's amazing that our immune system keeps them at bay. And yet, sometimes it doesn't. And what we're seeing now also is an increasing threat of microorganisms which are resistant to antibiotic drugs and antifungal drugs. So people have to be more aware of how they can avoid infections and also how to keep their own immune system strong.
Right, and well, prevention is everything.
You know, simple things, just like washing your hands a lot. You can prevent a lot of infections just by washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water. If you've got the flu, stay home or wear a mask. You know, if you go outside, if you've got the flu, don't cough in front of people. Or wear a mask if you're coughing. Also, just be careful, you know, with takeaway food. Also, cook your food thoroughly. Like if you cook meat and seafood thoroughly, you know, you've got far less chance of getting infections, picking up parasites. But, you know, there's a problem, Roscoe, where people have recurrent infections. You know, they're always coming down with the flu, they got a cold, they got swollen glands, they got a sore throat, they got a cough, they got sinus infections, and they're always going back to the doctor and needing antibiotics. And this is quite a serious problem because the antibiotics are not working the way they used to. So there's a lot of natural ways people can build up their immune system and help to overcome these recurrent infections, and very important because these infections can really drain your energy.
Well, they do, yeah. And you have absolutely taken my tiny little heart and brain into an amazing world of discovery here, and what you're saying has made so much sense over the years, and it looks to me the immune system being broken down by too many antibiotics, and the germs as such get stronger and mutate against the strength of the previous antibiotic, and then we've got to have a stronger antibiotic. Oh dear,
yeah,
that's a whole new...
And the bacteria are becoming more resistant. And so we have a resistance to antifungal drugs too, because we use antifungal drugs as pesticides, you see. And so this breeds resistant microorganisms. So there's a lot that people can do with natural things. You know, there's so-called natural antibiotic herbs that are available. You've got your selenium, your vitamin C, your vitamin D. You've got antibiotic foods like fermented vegetables, all sorts of things. So, you know, if people have any questions, they can ring my health advisory service in Camden and talk to one of the naturopaths. It's a free service. But it's very, very important for people, you know, particularly the elderly or young children that are always getting infections. They end up on steroids and antibiotics. They must break the cycle.
Yes, Dr. Sandra, I think it's responsible of you and I to continue this theme over the next couple of weeks in our Wellness Wednesday.
Yeah, it's really an interesting theme. There's a lot of recurrent infections.
And we all need a lot of information, and you're certainly the lady, the doctor, to give it to us. Thank you, Dr. Sandra Cabot.
Thank you, Roscoe.